Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Tuesday. It's your brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listen to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, we want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address at godswordsman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Thank God for all of you who's listening to the broadcast as we deliver the Word of God to you today. Thank God for the opportunity that God has given us for us to come before you this day with the very Word of God. And we are continuing on in our series here, and it's titled, Why Masonry and Mormonism is Not of the Restoration Work of the Lord. We are on, and it's also titled R1P3, which that means is Reason 1, Part 3. We are still on the first reason why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration. And the reason why is that if you're joined to it, you become unequally yoked, okay? If you join to it, you'll become unequally yoked. Glory to God. Amen. And we have been sharing that with you, glory, as we have come before you. We're witnesses. We are on part 3 tonight, and we're coming with another witness. Amen. And one thing we want you to understand, as we wait for my brother to come on, that this is very important. So wherever you listen to me at, while we wait for my brother to come on, let us pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are about to once again go into your word this day. And you have made it possible for us to assemble together again at this time. And Lord, we dare not waste your time. And so, Father, we come before you today as humble servants of the Most High God. And we ask, Lord, that you will word our mouth for your glory, that we may bring unto the people your word of truth. And we pray that as they listen, that you will touch their heart and move upon them to seek you concerning what we give them. So, Father, we are grateful once again, Lord, for the task that you have given us. And, Father, we aim to do to please you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the presence of your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory, glory be to God. Tonight, we're going to look at our third witness on this subject of why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the restoration, our third witness to our first reason. And as I told you that, and we've been sharing with you, the first reason is that if you become joined to Masonry and Mormonism, you become unequally yoked. Now, what I'm talking about is a born-again believer, okay? And so to show you why that's so, we have to show you also the truth about Masonry and Mormonism. And they are closely tied together, as the same man that started Mormonism also became a Mason, who also was at one point a man who was used by God and dealing with the translation of the book that we have talked to you about in past series called The Record of the Nephite, which is a record of God's dealing with the inhabitants on this continent during prehistoric times. Amen. Because many people thought that Jesus dealt with only the people over there in Jerusalem. That's not true. He dealt with people over here that he led over here. So before I go any further, God bless you, brother. How you doing?
God bless you, brother. How are you?
It's another blessed day, another golden opportunity, another time to give the word of the Lord today. Amen.
Amen.
We are grateful that Jesus is Lord and the devil is put down. We're grateful that Jesus is all powerful.
Amen.
Whatever the devil bringing, he's failing. All his hindrances in the name of Jesus is being put to flight by the power of the Holy Ghost. So I am grateful today, knowing that we are on the right track with God, because we are attracting so much fire from the enemy. But I am so glad that God is the firefighter who has the water of the word that puts out fire. Glory to God.
Amen.
That come from him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. We're so grateful for the word of the Lord today. Glory to God. We are going to look at this third witness to reason number one. As me and my brother been sharing with you, the first reason is what we're dealing with right now, of why Masonry and Mormonism is not part of the restoration work of God. I'm talking about when God work is going to be restoring all things back to the way he had it, especially his kingdom here on earth. Amen. And we've been sharing reason one with you, showing you that to be involved with Masonry and Mormonism, especially you as a Christian, you will be unequally yoked. You'll be unequally yoked. Now, we talked to you also about a man named Joseph Smith, once again, who, when he was humble, God had used him in dealing with translation of the place of the book that we know now as the Record of the Nephite. But however, in his pride and in his walking away from God, he fell into sin, and he made what was called Mormonism, and he joined what is also called Masonry. Double whammy, okay? I say it again. Double whammy, double wrong, okay? Hallelujah. Now, I want to look at a third witness tonight, and I'm coming from the book we've been talking about called the Record of the Nephite. Amen. In the Record of the Nephite, referred to as Mosiah. Amen. Glory be to God. And I want to read a few verses out of here, okay, that the man of God had given. Glory to God. And this is a record of the people that God dealt with here over on this continent during the prehistoric times. Amen. And once again, we have done past series to talk to you about the Record of Nephite. If you are on this page listening to us, you should be able to click on the God's Word of Man logo or on the Bible on this page. And it should, a drop box should come up saying episodes. You should be able to look on there and click on episodes, and it will show you all the past episodes that we've done. And so you'll see where we talk about the Nephite record. Now, I want to read this to you. It says, "Now it came to pass that there was many of the rising generation that could not understand the words of King Benjamin." Now, this is a man who was king over here on this continent, over a particular people here. And he had at one time was reading to them the words of the Lord. And the record says here that now it came to pass that there were many of the rising generation that could not understand the words of King Benjamin, being little children at the time he spake unto his people. And they did not believe the tradition of their fathers. They did not believe what had been said concerning the resurrection of the dead, neither did they believe concerning the coming of Christ. And now, because of their unbelief, they could not understand the word of God, and their hearts were hardened. And they would not be baptized, neither would they join the church. and they were a separate people as to their faith, and remained so ever after, even in their carnal and sinful state, for they would not call upon the Lord their God. Glory to God. Now, thank you, Jesus. There was a people over here, and they was ruled by a man named King Benjamin, who at one time read the words of the Lord to him, and this is before Christ came in the flesh. And he had read the words of the Lord to them. And when he read the words of the Lord to the people, at this time there was a particular people of the group that were little children, okay? So what I'm reading to you now takes up the time where these little children had grown up. And they grew up, and they got to a point they did not believe. Well, what they didn't believe, Brother Nate? Well, it says here they didn't believe concerning the resurrection of the dead, okay? And they did not believe concerning the coming of Christ. Hallelujah. Now, one lesson we can see here, now, don't get this wrong, but there are going to be some. I want you to see this also, as Brother Lee would say, sidebar. There are going to be some who, as they said, and you've heard this many times before, some people say, I grew up in a Christian home. But some people think everybody that grew up in a Christian home is going to walk on the straight and narrow path, and that's not true. It's not true. Even though they had heard the word of God, okay, it still come down to the heart of the man. Amen? And so it got to a point, it got to a point that when they grew up, they did not believe concerning the resurrection of the dead. They didn't believe it concerning the coming of Christ, okay? Because the people in that time before Christ came, even in the Old Testament, the Bible, they had to believe the words that were preached to them about Christ coming and the resurrection, okay? Now, these people, when they grew up, they didn't believe that, and because of their unbelief, they couldn't understand God's word. See, unbelief is an open door that can block your understanding. And see, their hearts were hardened, okay? And Christ had a church, the Lord had a church over here on this continent on that time. And these same people wouldn't even be baptized. They wouldn't join the church. And the word says here they were a separate people as to their faith. Okay? See, they had to be a separate people. They couldn't join the people of God because of their unbelief. And they remain in a carnal state, a carnal and sinful state. And it says here in the word that they remain so ever after. Do you hear that? See, that's why to be joined to an organization that is ungodly or antichrist, which means that they are in a sinful or carnal state, you will be unequally yoked. Do you hear that? See, that's why they couldn't be joined to the Lord's church over here on this continent at this time, because they was in a state of unbelief. Hallelujah. Joseph Smith, in his humility at one time, who were once used of God, created Mormonism, which is what? An antichrist, ungodly organization that if you come apart, that's an organization that is in a carnal and sinful state, and he joined an organization called Masonry or Freemasonry that's within the same condition. You hear what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And this is why this cannot be the part of the restoration work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not out trying to restore Masonry or Mormonism, okay? Because why? When you study their teachings, it is not of God. It is antichrist. It is ungodly. and it will put you in a carnal and sinful state. Hallelujah. People, I pray that you really hear this. Now, we don't want some of y'all to get the notion of thinking that, hey, they just trying to attack people. No, we're trying to come to you with the truth. Hallelujah. We're trying to come to you with the truth. Glory be to God. I want to read something to you here also. And I pray that you listen and pay close attention to this. A man named Albert G. Mackey, who was another Mason, another Freemason, high up, wrote something. I want you to hear this. He says, Masonry is in every sense of the word except one, and that is least philosophical and eminently religious institution, that it is indebted solely to the religious element which it contains for its origin and for its continued existence, and that without the religious element, it would scarcely be worthy of cultivation by the wise and good. Freemasonry is not Christianity. Do you hear that? Freemasonry is not Christianity, not a substitute for it, but the religion of a Masonry is not sectarian. It admits men of every creed within its hospitable bosom, rejecting institutions on this ground, mainly, if not alone, should the religious Mason defend it. Do you hear that? He tell you that Masonry is not Christianity, okay? But it admits men of every creed. I mean, every kind of doctrine you know of, it accepts it. That's not God, people. And when you join an organization like that, you're joining yourself to every creed. That's every creed, every doctrine. Come on, people.
Yes.
The Bible tells us in Ephesians 4 that we should be no more children tossed to and fro by every what? Wind of doctrine. That's confusion. And it's not of God. Hallelujah. And when you join yourself to an organization like that, once again, I've come to find out that back here about 2 or 3 years ago, my baby girl, my baby child, out of the four, and see, they go into our little children, people. These organizations, they go into our little children, and if you don't examine, because some of them can say, hey, we have selected your child to join such and such thing for people that's smart in math. Well, when you see whatever they name it, you better search it. And I thank God for bringing stuff back to me, because at one point, they selected my daughter to be in some kind of thing for the high school, some kind of organization. And they was asking for a donation or something. And so at first, I wasn't thinking, and I gave them like, I think it was $20, $25. And see, what happened was the next day when my daughter come back and said, I forgot, she said something about it. It was a hold up on something. Then it's like a light switch turned on my head. I said, wait a minute. I didn't really look up what this organization is about. And I looked it up, and I went deep on it, see who started. Well, one of the things I found out started was these what you call fraternity, sorority, fraternity. And come to find out, when they would get your child in, they had to do what it was called an initiation ceremony. And we're going to get on that on a later time, okay? They burning candles and stuff. I said, oh, my God. I said, oh, no. Oh, no. I told her, I said, you ain't getting it. I had to repent. And I said, no, you ain't getting it. I had to repent to even giving her that. And couldn't find the lady that, you know, send the money to. I knew it was going to be a trouble. They never did get the money back, but no problem. No problem. Because I repented. Because I'm telling you, people, some of us, we so naive, And they, and I'm telling you, they coming at our children. Don't you see in the high schools how the fraternities are coming to our high school kids? They teaching them how to do the steps and all that. You got to go back in history on that stuff. What's all the step and the celebration the Greek and Egyptian letters for? Okay? But see, we don't look at it. Ooh, he's shaking. Oh, she's shaking. Oh, she's sopping lap the top of. Man, and we just all just in one big bag of joy. But it ain't the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So Albert Mackey told you straight out in his writing what he quoted. He said, Masonry is not Christianity. And he said, Masonry admits men of every creed. That means every kind of doctrine you could think of, Masonry accepts. That ain't God. Listen, in the heaven, the third heaven where the Lord at, it ain't no bunch of different creeds up there. Do you know that heaven couldn't function if that happened?
Amen.
Heaven couldn't function. If you had all those different creeds floating around in heaven, you have some angels going up there saying, I ain't doing it. Why? Because we don't believe that way. God said, then listen, the last person, the only, from what we see in the records, the only and last person who even had the audacity to try to do that, he got an eviction notice, okay? Him and his boys. And next thing you know, out they go, okay? Because God wasn't having that. He wasn't having that.
That's right.
And see, we get the love thing mixed up. Well, we need to walk in love. And we think love means put up with the sin or the abomination. That's not love, people. You got to go back and study scripture and see what God's talking about with love, okay? Love don't mean that you put up with the sin of the people. You got 10 folks living in the house with you, but they smoking crack. And having all kinds of folks coming through your house. And what you tell them? Well, don't tell them they got to give it up or go. Don't tell them that ain't love. Okay, love. Well, let me tell you what ain't love going to get you. It's going to get you behind this certain wall. You can put your fingers through it, but it got a bunch of bars on it, okay? Amen.
Amen.
Now, some of y'all don't want to hear this because you like, well, you know, you don't need to be. You don't need to be talking like that. You need to, we're going to speak the word of truth. Masonry and Mormonism is not of God. It is a sinful, carnal, ungodly, antichrist organization. And it is not part of the restoration work of God. Because when the Lord restores his kingdom here on this earth, there is not going to be a Mormon, and not going to be a Mason.
Amen.
You can bet your bottom dollar on that. As they say in the country talk, you can bet your bottom dollar. It ain't going to be that, people. Why? Because God does not accept that.
Amen.
Amen. And you can put all kind of titles on it that you want to. Tell me, it's ain't nothing but a social club. Oh, it's a charity club. It's a bit, I don't care what kind of soft names you put on it. You're still missing the mark, Robin Hood. You shooting the arrow, but you ain't hitting in the spot. It is ungodly. Amen.
Amen.
And you can see how a lot of the Mason stuff run parallel with the Mormonism stuff. They run parallel, people.
Amen.
Might well call them brothers. Mr. Mason, Mr. Mormon, brothers, okay? Because they run a parallel.
Amen.
But see, some of us as Christians, we don't want to call this thing out because we still talking about it ain't love. God said, even in Isaiah, cry loud and spare not. God said, cry out against sin and abomination. He had John Amen. The Baptist coming here crying out, repent, repent. So what would you have said to John the Baptist in that time? What would you have told John the Baptist, people? I'm speaking to the it ain't love, people. What would you say to John the Baptist then? John the Baptist, hush your mouth. Now, you know you're wrong. Don't be telling them that. You be quiet. No, John. You don't call them generation of vipers. That's wrong. That ain't love.
Yeah.
Would you have told them that?
Amen.
Man, I mean, God is pulling colors, people, because he got to show his true plan. You got some of everybody claiming they, quote, got the plan of God. Have you noticed that? Some of everybody claim they got the plan of God. This is God. They can write a picture of a mule with three heads and say, this is God. And people think because they say God, oh, well, you know, that's God to them. That ain't God to – what are you talking about? A little G God, a demon God, but not the true and living God, okay? See, we got to call this out, people. And see, even in the Church of Christ, the Lies message, okay, because we have what is called the three books, and we'll talk about more throughout the future about the third one. We're gonna be coming up on that. Don't worry about it. It's Word of God. We're going to give you scriptures, let you take it to the Lord. But anyhow, we especially should be calling out this stuff. But as Christians, in general, we got to call out sin. But I see that one of the reasons that we don't is that some of us love the sin. So why should I call out something that I enjoy? Yeah, I took a pause for a minute so that can sink in. Yep. Why should I call out something I enjoy? Amen. We've been so wrapped up in pleasing the world that we have taken on the worldly things in the church services.
Amen.
We have become about entertainment, and many of us are willing to join ourselves to whatever to either get fame, popularity, money, you name it. And we actually had the audacity to think that God in heaven is accepting it.
Yes, we do.
That's what we think. And we think at the end. Because many of us, we ain't talking about the restoration work of God. We talking about any day now we can be gone and snatched up. That's what we talking about. Oh, any day now, you're going to be driving your truck and boom, it's going to hit the tree and you're going to be gone. Your ring, your wedding ring going to be left and your clothes. Oh, okay. Wow. We're going to talk about the restoration work of God. And some of us as Christians are, quote, masons. Yeah. Yeah. And if you said something about it, we're willing to hit you in the eye. See, that's the moment we forget about the love then. When you start talking about, hey, this Masonic order is evil, is not of God, is Antichrist, pow. Then we wants to hit you. We want to threaten you. We want to say stuff about you. Well, I pray that anyone that claims to be a Christian, when you get to that point, you start doing that, I pray the Holy Ghost and conviction come upon you. Glory to God.
Amen.
That the very moment, whether you writing a threatening letter or saying threatening words straight out your mouth, the very moment you do it, I pray conviction will come on you. Glory to God.
Amen.
Because the nonsense got to stop, people. It has to stop. And guess what? It's going to stop. Because in the end, the true people of God is going to rise up. Okay? The Bible says, and I get ready to end it with this, in Matthew chapter 13, that he's going to send his angels, and they're going to gather out his kingdom, all things that offend. What kingdom? His kingdom here on earth. He's going to gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity. And then read what the next verse says. And say, and then shall the righteous shine. What? And then. So before the righteous not shine because what? There's iniquity and stuff among his kingdom. There are people connected to stuff that is ungodly in his kingdom. And God is doing a cleansing and going to do a cleansing. And when he gets finished, then shall the righteous shine. Then shall the righteous shine.
Yep.
And they can't shine when they spotted with Masonry and Mormonism. Mm-mm. Kingdom can't shine with that stuff. Glory to God. In his kingdom here on earth, we're connected to Masonry. We're connected to fraternities and sororities. Oh, yeah. And see, God has been to cleanse this stuff out. They don't have a part in the kingdom.
Amen.
You can't worship God and be worshiping a two-headed monster or a three-headed monster. You can't worship God and be worshiping Poseidon.
Amen.
You can't worship God and be worship Baphomet. You can't do that. You got to make a choice. And out of his kingdom, all things that offend and them which do iniquity. So, on that note, I'm going to stop it right here, and I'm going to turn it over to my brother. Take it away, brother.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your mighty hand, Lord God, loose your angels, Lord God, to do battle for us, Lord God, yet more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose your angels, Lord God, to stand up for Lord, stand up for us, Lord God, to stop the hindrance of the devil, Lord God, to stop the tongue of the devil, Lord God, to stop, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, the stumbling blocks of the devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, to stop the doubting, the worrying, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, the unbelief of Satan. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yesterday I was telling you about, thank you, Jesus, where this foul masonry come from, okay? And it all, masonry, Mormon, all those things come from the same place, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And Satan has many ways to deceive people, okay? And he's got a niche for everybody, okay? Or he got something that attracts everybody, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The only people he can't attract is the people that set their eyes on the truth of God, okay, and that only wants the truth. Thank you, Jesus. You can be deceived, okay, by these things if you don't true and living God, okay, because there's only two ways, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, it seems like there's a lot of different ways, right, that you could go, right? A lot of roads you could take, right? But there's only one. There's only two roads that you can take, okay? And one has many roads that lead to the same place. That's the devil's way. And, of course, God's way is the only, it is his way, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord is the way, the truth, and the light, okay? So if the Lord say, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and he said, I am the light of the world, and he says, I want you to be the light of the world. I want you not to hide your light under the bushel, okay? And he says, and Jesus said, I am the light of the world. There ain't no other light, okay? Well, this is one of the things that that these people say, that Masons say, okay, Mormons say, okay, Roman Catholics say this, okay, say they the only truth. Okay, that they the only light. Thank you, Jesus. That they have illumination. That they have the way to truth. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My brother was just telling you some of those things. Okay, and he told you about about it's a religious institution. Okay, and it is a religious institution. Okay, now they'll deny it and say no, we're not. We're just a good club, okay, and we love all people, okay, and we're just a good club. We're just a good club because it wants to hide what it is, really is, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Satan always wants to hide, okay? So Satan makes up all these different things, okay, and said, now listen here. This is what you tell them. You tell them that you're a good organization, okay, a good club, okay, and that this was good for everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Now, they opened their doors to everyone. You know why they opened their doors to everyone? Because the same reason I told you about Nimrod and his mother, right? They believed that their what they believed in was anything and everything, okay? Everything, they believed that they was gods. They believed that men could become gods, okay? And they believed in all these things, okay? And if you want to add something to that, you can. That's how the devil works, okay?
The Amen.
Devil don't forbid adding something to his kingdom. He wants you to add some ideas. Got any ideas? Good. It's going to condemn you more. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we got years ago, this one man named Carlton Pearson, okay, he was a bishop in the in one of these, I think, an apostolic church. Anyway, this man, he was a bishop, and his people was a lot of his people was in the church, but they were sinning. He saw them sinning, okay, and he had a heart broken because a lot of his people, though they were in church, even though they were there praying and all that kind of stuff, they was sinners. And he knew they were sinners, okay? Some of them was drunkards, okay, and these were his people. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we can't help anybody, or we can't lead anybody to Christ, okay, except for speaking the word of God, okay? But we can't make people receive what we receive. We can't make people live the life that we live, okay, a true life of holiness. We can't do that, you know?
Amen.
I would like to make somebody, God don't make people repent. People have to repent because they see God's truth. They see the truth of Christ, okay? They see that Jesus Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life, and then they believe in him, they agree with him, okay? That's the only way you can be saved, okay? Now, all these other things, such as masonry, okay, is to get you out of Christ, okay? Now, they will admit you. They will accept you into masonry, okay? Why? Because the devil knows that if you join him, you're going to eventually put down what? Your Christian beliefs.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you stay with him, you can't stay with him. You cannot stay with him, okay, unless you get on his side completely. Because the devil knows that. That light and darkness don't mix, okay? He knows it.
Amen.
He knows you have to come completely into that thing and become completely a part of that thing in order for you to stay a Mason, okay? Or to stay whatever you are, okay? You're going to have to stay in that thing, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, people that's born again, that's in the Roman Catholic Church, okay? They have to make a decision to leave the Roman Catholic Church. Stay
Amen.
In the Roman Catholic Church. Once they start believing in Christ Jesus, they can't go there and start doing all, still do the same thing that they were doing before. They're going to lose it. They're going to lose their salvation because they are still doing these practices, okay? They're still doing these rituals, okay? They're still doing the same things that make them a Catholic. They're doing those things. Now, they might believe in Jesus Christ, okay, but they're going to have to come out of that, okay? It's just like a person when if you was a drunkard, right? If you was a great drinker of wine or you was a great drinker of vodka, whatever drink you, 151 rum, okay, whatever you was drinking, okay, beer, whatever you was drinking, okay, if you was a drunkard of any of those things, in order to stop doing these things, you have to come out of them, okay? You have to come away from alcohol, right? You can't go around people that doing alcohol, okay, and then try to stay sober. How you gonna stay sober? Because why? Your flesh is going to want to have a drink. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And the reason why you're going around those people, okay, if you ain't going there because Jesus Christ sent you to them, okay, to bring them out of what they're doing, to convict them, to convert them to Christ Jesus, okay, if you're not going there to convert them to Christ, then they are going to convert you to what? Back to booze. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. Or back to whatever drugs you was using, okay, or whatever things you were doing, tobacco, whatever it is, okay? The devil going to lead you right back to where he wants you to be, right? Because you're on the devil's ground. The devil's ground. Thank you, Jesus. So when you go to a Mason temple, you're going on that's the devil's ground.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, let me read something to you here. I'm going to read something to you now, and this is the sixth chapter of Genesis, okay? And I'm going to read this to you, okay? Just listen. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and that they took and they took them wives of all them which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, but that he also is flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. Fourth verse. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of men came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is one place where witchcraft comes, okay? Witches come, okay, because when the devil did this, okay, when the angels came down from heaven, okay, and they looked at this, they looked at these women, and they said, "Hey, we want to do something different. We want to have children by women." So they put on flesh, okay, and they went into women. And they had children by these women, right? When they did this, their children became what? Their children became like hybrid or what? They became half breeds, okay? Half demon and half angel, right? And then flesh and blood there too, right? So you got the fallen,
Amen.
You got the fallen devil, the fallen angels nature there, right? And you got human nature there, okay? And some of these women produced giants, okay? They produced other things, okay? Not just giants, but they produced wizards, witches, and things like that, okay? That's where it came from. Now, the one that taught. Now, who taught me in witchcraft? Who taught me in witchcraft? These angels, these fallen angels, taught them witchcraft. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, men got their skills and their crafts from demons, okay, from devils, okay. Thank you, Jesus. And this the sixth chapter, and this chapter came. This was years before the tenth chapter of Genesis, okay, or the 11th chapter, okay, where Noah came on the scene, right?
Amen.
I mean, where Noah came on scene, but where Nimrod came on scene, right? because this is
Amen.
After the flood. Okay? This is after the flood, right? Now, you have to understand the plan of Satan, okay? Satan is the same always, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. So what did the Lord say? Did the Lord leave them alone? Did the Lord just leave them alone? And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Thank you, Jesus. Now, you know the devil can cause you to you'll be wicked all the time, okay? All the time. Thank you, Jesus. You'll be looking for wickedness to do. That's how you'll be when Satan gets hold to you, okay? And Satan had gotten hold to this generation, okay? And they were wicked. And God, and the sixth verse says, and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. That's the same way the Lord feels about this masonry. That's the same way the Lord feels about the Roman Catholic Church. That's the same way the Lord feels about Hinduism, Buddhism, okay? That's the same way the Lord feels about any false religion. Thank you, Jesus. But masonry is a conglomerate of all these things, okay? And so is the Roman Catholic Church.
Amen.
It's a conglomerate of everything, all religions, okay? You'll find every religion in the Roman Catholic Church. Don't believe me? But you're not the If you studied what they believe or what they do, okay, you'll find out that they got all the stuff down to their beads, okay, down to their prayer beads. Where did they get their prayer beads from? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Where do you see those prayer beads around, among other nations? Where do you see the prayer beads? You see the Islam have the prayer beads, okay? Who else has the prayer beads? The Chinese have the prayer beads, okay? The Buddhists, okay? The Hindus, okay? They have the prayer beads, okay? So you find those prayer beads a lot of places, okay? And that's where they get it from, okay? But all these things come from Satan. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We're going to talk about Noah for a little bit, okay? Now, Noah, he was a man of God, right?
Amen.
And he was the most righteous man on the earth, okay, at that time. Thank you, Jesus. And God chose him and his family, okay? And God told Noah to preach, okay, until what? Until the end came, okay? How many years did Noah preach to those people? He preached to them 120 years, okay?
Amen.
Now,
amen.
120 years, that's a long time, man. 120 years.
Amen.
He preached 120 years to those people, right? Now, all these people, God said, I'm going to destroy everything that I have made, every living thing that I've made, I'm going to destroy it, except for what enters into this ark, right?
Yeah.
That's what God said. Now, we think God is changed. we're confusing God with something else, with ourselves, okay? With our confused minds, and we don't think God knows what he wants. And we don't think God's going to, just because God says, I won't rain anymore over the whole earth, and I won't destroy the whole earth with water like that, like I did before, that don't mean God's, that he's changed from what he is, okay? God is a God of wrath, okay? Just like he's a God of love, okay, he's a God of wrath, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And he and God, many years, God will put up with you. Okay, he'll let you get he'll let you get away for years. Okay, so Lord had him had Noah preach for 120 years. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Now we've been on this blog talk for a few. I've been on here for a few months. Okay, but my brother been on for a few years. Right. Now, thank you, Jesus. All the things that we've told you, you probably just dusting it off. You probably just sweeping it aside. You probably saying, oh, all that don't make no difference. It don't make no difference whether you're a Mason, all those things, okay? It don't make no difference whether you're a Mason, no Mormon. It don't make no difference what you is. It's all those things that, because everything changing. Everything changing now. And they people think because they change, they God's going to change his mind, okay? Everything's accepted. In religions, okay, all religions that's of the devil, Satan accepts everything. He don't
right.
care.
Amen.
Because it's all interrelated. All sin is interrelated, okay? It don't make no difference.
Amen.
You know? So all these false religions that get together, okay, if your eyes come open, okay, and you say, hey, I can't stay in this thing because this ain't godly. How are your eyes going to come open? Through the spirit of truth, through the spirit of the Holy Ghost, through the spirit of the Lamb, through the spirit of God. That's how your eyes are going to come open, okay? Now, the only reason why your eyes won't come open to the lies and to the deception is because you want this thing more than you want God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's what we're talking about now. You want this Masonic lodge more than you want God, more than you want Christ. You want that credibility that comes from that being in that so-called club, okay, more than God. And you will say, hey, I like my buddies that I have in there. And if you believe me this, okay, if do you know what's in what joins the Masons, okay? And I ain't talking about just Christian organizations, okay? What joins them, okay? Now you know the world is full of witches, okay? Right? The world has got full of you know all in order to be a good witch you have to be a Mason. Did you know that? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Well, did you know that in order to be a good witch, you have to climb the ladder of masonry, and most of them, a lot of them, they exceed, you know, other masons. The witch mason be over the other masons, okay? All right?
Amen.
Well, what place does the Roman Catholic mason have? Okay? It has a higher place, okay?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people in the Roman Catholic Church is witches, okay? Well, you don't know that, did you? See? Because of their rituals, who made it? Okay, we're telling you where it come from, okay? It come from Satan, okay? All these ideas of Mormonism, Masonry, Catholicism, Islam, okay, Hinduism, Buddhism, okay, Taoism, Zoroaster, hallelujah, all those things come from Satan. Thank you, Jesus. Every one of those things come from Satan, okay? So, now, Satan knows how to get you. Astrology, all those things belong to that, okay? Baal worship belongs to that religion, okay? Now, if you want to know why you shouldn't join it, because it's connected, like a brother was telling you, it's connected to what? It's connected to sin. It's connected to Satan. It's connected to abominations. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And when you become a part of this organization, you become a part of that body. That's a body.
Amen.
That's a body of redemption. Okay, now you may not look at it that way, but it's a body. You join yourself to that which is sin. Thank you, Jesus. And they are a religion. You may say, well, they believe in the Bible. Them believing in the Bible don't mean nothing because they believe in the Chinese scripture. They Chinese got scriptures too. They did you know Chinese have scripture? Huh? Did you know that Egyptians have scripture? Okay. Did you know that old religions have scriptures of their own? Did you know that? They accept all of their scriptures, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And yet the Bible is just one of the many books that they accept, okay? When you join that thing, you become a part of all of that, okay? Thank you, Jesus. You become a part of that foundation. Who's the foundation of that? Just like the Roman Catholic Church, the devil is the foundation of these false religions, okay? All right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And now, and my brother just got to telling you that the Masons said it themselves, okay? They said that this is a religion, okay? It's not a club, it's a religion, okay? That accepts every other religion, okay? Thank you, Jesus. That's what they do.
Amen.
And it says right here, it's a temple of religion, okay, of every religion, where you can come.
Amen.
And all your altars are there, all the different altars, okay, the different gods are there, represented in masonry, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, who's the head of all religion? The devil, like I just got
Amen.
To tell you, okay? But he called himself, what's that word, Baphomet, okay? That's
yeah,
one of his names, okay?
Right.
He's called the horned one, okay? Or he's called
Amen.
The goat, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And also, this religion of masonry is the religion of Baal. Do you know what Baal is? Baal worship? Well,
Amen.
In the Old Testament, talk about Baal all the times, okay? All through the Old Testament, talk about the religion of Baal, okay? And how the people would make their children to pass through the fires, okay, of Baal, okay? Well, what did God do? What did God do to those people back in that time? Okay, that he ordered his people to destroy those works, right? To destroy the works of Baal, right? So he had to throw down the altars wherever they found. They had to throw down the altars and break their altars in two, okay, and completely destroy it. Okay, thank you, Jesus. Now, we don't do that these days because, well, we have laws, okay? So you can't go breaking up people's churches now and their temples, right? You can't go in there and say, because you're going to be in jail.
Yeah.
We leave that in the hands of God, okay? God's going to deal with these people, okay? And so you leave that in the hands of God, okay? Because God's the judge. He said, I will repay, okay? God's going to repay, okay? So I'm going to leave that with you for now, okay? And I want you to understand the reason why we're telling these things, because all these things are coming together. All these religions are coming together, and they're going to be against you, brothers, against the body of Christ. They're going to be against you. I mean, every one of them is going to be against you, okay? It's going to be like Ahab and Jezebel, okay? And you remember the church, and they had all the prophets of Baal and the prophets of the grove, okay, and witches and warlocks everywhere, okay, and you're going to have to stand up against them, okay? You're going to have to prove God to be real these days, okay? Because these things are not godly. They do not belong to Christ, okay? So it's time to come out of her. And it's part of her. Who is her? That's the Roman Catholic Church. All these things are part of her. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So that's why I'm going to stop right now, okay? And I'm going to hand it over back over to my brother. Take it away, brother, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. We, once again, we thank God for the words that my brother delivered. I pray that you listen to what he delivered unto you because, like I said, people, we're not just on here talking. This, I really wish I can stress to y'all in some way or fashion and let you know how very important this is. This is very important because Masonry, along with these other ones like Illuminati, Order of the Skull and Bones, all these other, they're ungodly. And there have been Christians who are connected to these things. And actually, some are actually thinking that this is acceptable of God. And then there are the other Christians. You know, all of us at one point is ignorant about something, okay? We don't know everything. When you look at that in general, we all in ignorance about something. We don't know everything. And there are some of us who are ignorant, but we seek to get knowledge. Then there are some of us who are ignorant and don't care about getting knowledge, okay? In other words, if I'm not mistaken, the word of God referred to as being willingly ignorant. Some people are willingly ignorant. They don't want to know nothing else, okay? They just, you know, oh, I just, you know, I think it's okay. Like my brother said, some of you may be listening and say, oh, man, ain't nothing wrong with being a Mason or a Mormon. Shoot, both of them claim God. But I dare you to search. I dare you to search what they teach, and go into the Word of God and see what you see. I dare you. Now, if you don't, you wants to be willingly ignorant. And I'm going to tell you something. You can ride on the phrase that the world says when they say what you don't know won't hurt you. That's a lie. And to prove it to you, many of you go to the doctor. You be hurting. You don't know what be wrong and what's causing it, but you go to the doctor, don't you? So even though you don't know, that's ignorance. You don't know what it is that's causing this thing. You still being hurt. So when you get people saying, well, what you don't know won't hurt you, I wouldn't believe that. And some of you thinking to be willingly ignorant, you think you're protected. I'm sorry. You ain't. And the devil don't care about you being willingly ignorant. He's going to inflict something on you. So if you think, well, can't nothing happen because I don't know. I done heard so many people say that. And I just looks at them. I said, you just actually think you slick. You think that if you purposely not know something, that you can't be affected. I said, well, I tell you what, quit going to the doctor, okay? And let's see what you say then. You start hurting somewhere, some act abnormal in your body, it hurts you. You may not know what it is. You may not know what's causing it. But you hurt, ain't you? Amen. So what you don't know won't hurt you, throw that phrase out the window. Put it in the garbage can and let the garbage man come and pick it up and dump it in the garbage truck because it don't hold no water, okay? And see, God has blessed me and my brother on this broadcast to bring these things to you. To your knowledge, okay? Not to pat ourselves on the back, but because God wants you to know.
Amen.
Do you believe that? Do you believe that God wants you to know truth? Well, he sure does. He said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Why is this, Lord? Keep reading the verse. It said because they had rejected knowledge. Okay?
Amen.
When you refuse to get in the Word, you got the Bible in the house, you refuse to get in the Word, guess what you're doing? Rejecting knowledge. You're rejecting it.
Amen.
When you refuse to seek and search, what are you doing? Rejecting knowledge. If you know, amen. Now, we got, I'm going to let me pass my sister on here. We got a caller. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. I just wanted to call in, just to call in and thank God for you men of God. And I just wanted to say, I heard the brother say, some people just shrug it off. I just wanted to let you know I thank God for the word that goes forth, and I follow it in the scripture, and I write them down, and I research them afterwards. And God's word does not change. It does not change. It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if you want to shrug it off, that's up to whoever want to shrug the truth. But this truth is what's going to help us to stand. Because, you know, the words that the Lord has been blessing you all to bring forth, it is part of that armor that we're going to need in order for us to stand. And I just want to pause and just say I thank God for you. Thank you for letting the Lord use you and bring forth the word that because it has been hid. And it was hid because, you know, I'm going to use myself. We didn't search it out for ourselves. But just to bringing it to life, I just thank the Lord for it.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Amen. You're definitely right about it. We're going to need to know this because many Christians think this is not going to surface, but it is. It is right now in many of the churches is being like hidden. But there are things being done, but many places they're being hidden among Christianity. And what's going to happen, this thing from the surface. It's going to come like in your face kind of thing. And people is going to have to make a decision. Now, you got some Christians who are Masons, okay? And like I said, you talk about the Mason, they be ready to jump you. I mean, these are supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about a Mason, you got to get about 5 or 10 feet from them because – you can look at them and tell, as warm and hot as they getting, they actually want to do something to you, okay?
Yeah.
And that's really something. That's sad, but that show you how deep they are in it and how so connected they are to it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
this
is the thing that God wants to get out on the broadcast about this. This is why we're talking about Masonry and Mormonism, because of the place that people put it. And plus, we're trying to let people know that even though Joseph Smith at one time was used by God, Joseph Smith fell into error. And we have to sever, sister, this thing from the actual truth. You got to sever that thing. You can't let stuff stay connected to you, okay? Now, you can't make people accept the truth, but you have to speak the truth, and you have to sever things. And that's why, like, you go on the website, one of the website, Church Christ Lives Matter, they said, well, it is a group of the Latter-day Saints, a branch of it. And I said, my God, a branch? I said, uh-uh. So you have to sever those things. You have to cut those things off, okay? And that's what we're doing, severing the things so people don't think that this Masonry and Mormonism is part of the restoration work of God, okay?
Amen.
And in the Church of Christ, the Lies of Message, we have failed. When I say we, I include myself, all of us, we have failed in really severing this thing. But now God has given us an opportunity, okay, to do this. Because people need to know this, okay? They start looking at the work of the Lord, look up and say, oh, you're a Mormon. Or y'all tied to Masonry. I mean, what are we going to do? Just walk around with our mouth closed and say, well, no, I'm not, and just walk off? No, you have to call that thing out, and you have to sever that thing. And if you don't call it out and don't sever it, then people would think you have accepted it, okay?
Yeah.
So that's the – amen.
Amen.
So that's the point we're trying to get out in doing this. And sister, we appreciate y'all prayers for us, me and my brother, because we know that when we was going on this journey right here, we knew that this is something that Satan did not want to be told. We knew
Amen.
That he was going to raise his head. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not trying to glorify him, but he has been doing that, okay? Especially
mm-hmm.
since me and my brother have been on this and coming with these things, he has been doing that. So we didn't want
yeah.
people to think that we just be sitting at the house fiddling our thumbs and come up with something. Oh, we just going to say this on the broadcast. No, it many times it is a battle just to
yeah.
come on the broadcast. It is a
Amen.
Sometimes it's a literal battle, okay, just to come on. Because the things that the devil be bringing, if you don't watch your emotions, you start feeling like, I don't think I'm going to go on. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start becoming
yeah.
discouraged,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, you just turn away from the whole thing, okay? So we thank God for your prayer, sister.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Every day. Amen.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. All right, God bless.
God bless.
We thank God for the sister calling in, amen, and giving a word of encouragement. We thank God for her and the other sisters' prayers on our behalf. Like I said, if you praying for me and my brother as we doing these things, hey, we want to say thank you in big letters. Thank you, okay, because we need all the artillery we can get, because what we're talking about, once again, you know, it draws fire, okay? It draws fire.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate your prayer. So on that note, I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Holy Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, we rebuke the powers of the adversary, Lord God, and every spirit, oh Lord God, that will try to hinder us, Lord God, of witchcraft, Lord God, of masonry, Lord God, of Mormonism, Lord God, hallelujah, of Roman Catholicism, Lord God, of Hinduism, hallelujah, Buddhism, oh Lord God, of Islam, all false religions, and Jesus Christ's holy righteous name, oh Lord God. Father, we ask that you loose your angels, Lord God, to give light, illumination, oh Lord God, hallelujah, to fight for your people, Lord God, to stand up for your people, Lord God. Your word said, Lord God, where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst, oh Lord God. And your word said, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, that if we come in agreement, that you would answer our prayers, oh Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, we ask that you save the souls of mankind, Lord God, of the people that's listening, Lord Jesus, to this blog talk, Lord God. Bless them, Lord Jesus, with light, illumination, understanding, O Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, with a hunger and a thirst after righteousness, after truth, O Lord God, after holiness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless them, Lord God, hallelujah, to continue to be drawn, to completely come forth in the spirit and the power of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Bless them, Lord God, to be anointed from above, O Lord God, hallelujah, in seeking your word in Jesus Christ's holy righteous name, Lord God. And Father, we ask that you bring them back again, O Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, for more truth, for more, Lord God, light, for more illumination. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory, Lord Jesus, and hallelujah, in your mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be coming with part 4 on the reason 1, why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the restoration. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. Glory be to God. So once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you and God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.